It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. As a professional football defensive back, Will Allen is someone who's used to making an impact and a difference for his team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, on the field. But off the field, he's also making a difference in the Pittsburgh community as someone who has established his own foundation, making a difference for kids in Pittsburgh and other places. Will Allen joins us now by phone. Will Allen, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Will Allen, you are doing a lot in the Pittsburgh community to make Christmas, among other things, possible for kids that otherwise wouldn't have a Christmas, wouldn't have presents, and the things that those of us who are fortunate have been able to associate with Christmas for all of our lives, basically. Tell us about your holiday giving program and how it is helping kids in Pittsburgh.
Well, you know, I started a holiday program, holiday giving program, 3 years ago. And it was just a way to help families in the Pittsburgh and Dayton area. Primarily, we do it in Pittsburgh now, Dayton, because that's where I'm from, Dayton, Ohio. And, you know, we just wanted to, you know, just bring some hope and some cheer around this time. We know that there are families that are, you know, hurting and, you know, money may be tight or, you know, they may not just have the opportunity. So we wanted to, you know, help out some people and some families. We identify families through the Boys and Girls Club. You know, I grew up going to the club. You know, I just knew the type of people and how the Boys and Girls Club also helped so many kids in the community. So it was just a way for me, you know, just to identify some families, identify some people. And we've been doing this, and it's been great. We've had a lot of great success stories, and it's just an awesome time, you know, to rally the community and to just give back.
And once you identify the families and the kids who are in need, how then do you get the gifts into their hands? How does it all work?
Well, how we started it, you know, we have an after-school program that we do with high school students. It's called Quest for Real Life Success. And we have those kids kind of be chaperones and take the kids shopping, take the younger kids shopping, because they're between the ages of, you know, 6 years old and, you know, 13. So we have a big group of kids go out, and the younger kids from the Boys and Girls Club actually shop for their families. So they have to know what it means to give back and pay it forward as well. And then they also get a gift from the foundation. And also, you know, they get to pick out a gift for themselves. So it's cool to hear them say, I'm shopping for grandma, I'm shopping for my grandpa and my brothers, my cousins. And to see the older kids helping them to do this. And it's just the whole mantra is about everybody giving back, everybody helping everybody. So it's pretty cool.
You started the Will Allen Foundation in 2008, and it was to, quote, inspire youth to attain their personal best. What inspired you to start this foundation? What was it about you, Will, that said, I have to get involved in helping people?
You know, I was sitting on my couch. You know, I was about 23, 24 years old, made my second or third year in the league, and said, I got to do something with myself. You know, I just can't be sitting here on my off day on a Tuesday and just watching TV and twiddling my thumbs. There's so much more I can give. I've learned so much from so many people growing up in a, you know, underserved or underprivileged community myself. I had a lot of different programs and different people, different mentors reach out and want to help us along the way to inspire us to help us. I said, it's my responsibility to do the same thing. So I just started tutoring and mentoring eighth grade boys at a charter school in Tampa. And then I said, you know what, let's make it better. Let's make it, you know, more impactful. So I just started after school program, Quest for Real Life Success, started a foundation, and we've just been running ever since. And it's been great. It's been really great.
And you have also been involved in programs that find mentors for kids, and you've been a mentor yourself. What makes a successful mentor, and how can a mentor positively impact someone else's life?
You know, I think what makes a successful mentor is someone who's patient, someone who can translate information, but also meet the kid where they are and just give their time and understand that kid needs your help. That makes a successful mentor. And, you know, I enjoy it. I enjoy reaching out to the community. I enjoy reaching out to kids in my after-school program and helping them and teaching them and just giving them small nuggets of wisdom and truth that they can carry on for the rest of their life. Because you never know when you're sitting down with that kid, when you're talking to them, when you're introducing them new information, how it will reflect in their lives later on. I mean, I've had people come to me from, you know, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago, and inform me on, you know, I remember when you talked to me that one day. And I'm just like, really? Like, you just never know how that nugget of truth can impact them.
And what was it like for you growing up? Did you experience that same kind of inspiration from others?
Absolutely. You know, I had a fourth grade teacher. You know, she was very, very stern about writing and just being proficient in writing. And, you know, she used to always make me, you know, do my work over again and do my work over again, be more disciplined. And I got sick of it, but it helped me because, you know, the way she taught me, the way she reached out to me, the way she gave me the extra time to help me develop my skills. You know, it just helped me through college. It helped me through high school when I had those assignments. And I still remember it to this day. And you know, I don't remember a lot from elementary school, but I do remember that fourth grade teacher.
We're talking with Steelers safety Will Allen, our guest here on Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Will, as part of the Pittsburgh Steelers organization, how much of what you're doing ties in, how much of a symmetry is there with the philosophy of the organization? Because the Rooney family, which owns the Steelers, I mean, this is part of what they've done over the years, haven't they?
Absolutely. You know, it inspires us as players. You know, the Rooney family has been heavily involved with the United Way. I'm heavily involved with the United Way as well. And, you know, they actually are proponents of us giving back, you know, to the community and giving back to our hometowns, and they talk about it, and you see them in the community. Like, so interesting, a couple weeks ago, we actually did a yoga session with senior citizens at a senior citizen facility here in Pittsburgh, and Art Rooney was there, not to participate, but to show the senior citizens, hey, you guys need to move around, you guys need to work out, just to work healthy living with United Way. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. We try to reach out to different pockets of the Pittsburgh community to let them know we care about them, to let them know we appreciate them being fans, but also to give back. So it's just awesome to play for this organization.
And something else that you're involved with is purposeful acts of kindness. This is something that you started as part of your foundation. And explain how it works.
Yeah, you know, we get a lot of inquiries and a lot of people that want to volunteer for our foundation, but also people who may need help. So we say, you know, we need to package this the right way. We need to be purposeful about how we help people. So, you know, the very first inquiry I remember, it was we had a football camp 2 years ago in Columbus, Ohio. And, you know, it was a lot of elementary school kids there and middle school kids there. And one of the middle school kids' parents left us a message on Facebook and just said, hey, you know, we have this kid here who's a 6'2", 250-pound eighth grader, and he can't afford football cleats. And we don't know what to do, and my son wants to help him. And I said, I can get cleats, you know. I get it. And he wore a 13, you know. So, you know, he couldn't afford it. So we just gave him some cleats to help him so he wouldn't wear the same shoes he's wearing in school that he's wearing on the football field. So it was little small things like that. We call it purposeful acts of kindness, where we try to reach out to the community and meet people where they are and just help them along the way and continue to do that throughout the year. And it's very fun. It's exciting. But, you know, we understand how, you know, those small gifts can go a long way.
One of the things that you did that I thought was particularly touching was for the kids in Wilkinsburg. This is a school district that has been cash strapped, and the kids have suffered. They have gone through their football season and persevered through a lot of difficult and challenging circumstances. And at the end of the year, they couldn't afford, as many teams do, to have a banquet and hand out awards and that kind of thing, which is sort of a traditional part of the end of any athletic season. And you found out about this and you stepped in and I know you're a modest fellow, but talk about what you did here, because it really was incredible.
Well, thank you. And I'm humbled by that. You know, Twitter, you know, social media. That's how I found out about it. WPXI actually just said, hey, Will Allen, check this out. And I was just like, okay. And I hit the link, and they were telling the story throughout the whole entire year. And, you know, one of the reporters, Lisa Sylvester, you know, was doing the story on them the whole year. And, you know, it was kind of going unnoticed. And, you know, that's fine. And I said, man, those kids need some hope. They need something. You know, I remember being in high school, and at the end of the year, whether we sucked or whether we was good, we usually sucked. You know, somebody had a lasagna or some chicken and some pasta and some lemonade waiting for us. You know, and I just knew it was some parents or somebody in the community that came together. I didn't know. I didn't have to pay for it. I don't know how it happened, but it was somebody who cared enough about us to say, hey, we appreciate your efforts. You know, we appreciate your diligence and hard work. And, you know, that's all I wanted to do. You know, I wanted to let those kids know that, you know, I appreciate, even though you guys may not play well, you know what, through everything you've been through, life and on the football field, you guys stuck together. And that means something, that hard work, that dedication, you know, and means more than just the game. And, you know, those are the sentiments I expressed to them, you know, when I spoke to them. And I actually had one of my former teammates who grew up in a similar circumstance. You know, grew up homeless and grew up eating out of trash cans. He ended up, you know, making it to the NFL. And I had him speak to them about just what it means to come out of situations like that and not to look down on it, but look at the opportunity that you have in front of you. So it was just a blessed moment. It was a great time. But, you know, man, those kids, hopefully they will remember it for the rest of their lives. You know, hopefully we made an impact.
Well, you know, the Steelers organization is inspiring to so many people in this area. I'm sure you've heard the whole, you know, mythology surrounding the Immaculate Reception, and the fact that it happened right around Christmas time makes it even more special for people. This year, the Steelers are making a playoff push, and on Sunday, the Steelers rallied to beat the Denver Broncos in a comeback that is unlike any that a lot of us have seen around here. So when you talk about perseverance, talk about that game and coming from 17 points down to beat a very good Denver Broncos team, particularly from a defensive standpoint, which is the side of the ball that you're on, because it didn't look like anybody was going to be able to stop that offense in the first half, but you found a way to do it.
Yeah, they were successful. You know, Denver's a really good team, well-coached, and you know, it was a reason – you know, they had the record that they have. But, you know, we realized we made some mistakes. We realized that we weren't playing our best football in the first half. And we also knew we had an explosive offense that can score in any given moment. We just needed to get stops on defense. So, you know, the coaches made some adjustments for us. And we made adjustments as players. And we just persevered through the trial and stuck it through and believed in each other. And that's hard to do when you're down, you know, so many points, you know, 17 points, as you said. But, you know, we just have a strong belief in each other. We hold each other accountable. Our coaches never lose faith in us, and we never lose faith in them. And, you know, we just believed it. It's just so good to come out of that with a victory after going through so much ebb and flowing up and down. It was really good, and I'm just proud and happy for our team at this point. Hopefully we can keep the momentum going.
Well, that would be the best Christmas present that people in Pittsburgh could receive, would be the Steelers making it to the playoffs. Is that going to happen, do you think?
I hope so. You know, we got to take one game at a time, and our next opponent is Baltimore. So, you know, we got those guys, and you know how that game can go. We can't take them lightly, and we got to play our best ball, and, you know, everything else take care of itself.
Will Allen, thank you so much for all you do for the Steelers and for the Pittsburgh community and for being our guest on Essential Pittsburgh. We really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me, man. It means a lot. And thank you for just the recognition of the foundation. Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. Will Allen of the Pittsburgh Steelers joining us. More Essential Pittsburgh coming up. This is 90.5 WESA.